tell me about how it went in court today.
Well, my attorney and I had worked out a deal with the DA that I would plead to misdemeanors to the poster I was caught putting up in 2000 and a sticker and another poster that was on a boarded up window in exchange for the other charges being dropped. And instead of me getting any jail time, that I get probation for 2 years and pay some money to a graffiti, anti-graffiti organization. And really, you know, in the grand scheme of things, this was the best possible resolution to just put this behind me and get on with my life and not have to go through the torture of trial. And, you know, even if I had been acquitted, it would be a huge waste of time. And with the possibility of being convicted for a felony charge for putting up a sticker or a poster, you know, that would, you know, it's crazy. And originally they were pushing for what could have amounted to 87 years in jail. So I, you know, I just decided that, that this was the best route to go. And I think, you know, that the DA's office feels like this is the best way for, you know, for them to save face as well, that they didn't just, you know, not pursue it. You know, it's a good balance of, you know, I guess justice and reasonable behavior. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm very happy that I'm going to get to, you know, make art without this, you know, this black cloud over my head and do all the positive things that are important to me. My show at the ICA has been really, really great, a huge success. Over 100,000 people have come through, and it goes to the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh next, and I will be back in Boston to celebrate the closing of the show. July 31st. So I'll actually get to DJ. I didn't get to DJ last time because I got arrested. So it's great. And I'm giving a bunch of kids a walkthrough of the show. And yeah, that'll be the last hurrah for Boston for me on the 31st of July.
Tell me once again, if you could, about the terms of probation.
Well, the terms of my probation are that I obviously can't be arrested doing any crime at all, much less anything similar. I can't carry with me any tools of graffiti, stickers, posters, wheat paste, unless I have alerted my probation officer that I'm going to be doing a legal installation. And I, they didn't want me to be able to drive, but the judge actually didn't agree to that, so I will be permitted to drive. And when I come to Suffolk County, I need to let them know that I'm going to be here. And that's for 2 years. But really, you know, I'm not worried about any of those terms. They're all reasonable. I don't plan on getting arrested, so everything should be fine.
This, I would imagine, has cost you a fair bit of time and money over this legal battle.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've had to fly back and forth from Los Angeles to Boston and retain an attorney who is not cheap. It's cost me a lot, and you know, emotionally, it's been really heavy. I have, you know, two young daughters, and I'm married, and I run a business, and it's, you know, I have a lot of things to attend to always. That you know, the stress and the time I had to commit, the money I had to commit, it was a tremendous inconvenience. I, you know, but it could have been worse. So really, you know, I'm glad to have it over with. It's, I feel like it, you know, in a lot of ways, it's unfortunate that, that's how, you know, some people in the Boston Police Department thought that their time and resources should be used. And, you know, but that's my opinion. Obviously they felt differently, and I'm just glad to be getting it over with. But, you know, I still, of course, you know, I'm going to be making art and creating public art. But, you know, fortunately, at this point in my career, I'm offered a lot of publicly sanctioned spaces, and I'm going to still be able to connect with people through public art, you know, I think without fear of future legal entanglements. And, you know, the ICA really, you know, they understood that, and they, you know, they were really great about making sure that my work wasn't just in the museum, but that they found a lot of legal spaces around Boston for me to put work up. So that's going to be the plan ongoing. I'm doing that as well in Pittsburgh when I go there for my Warhol show.
So what did you think of all of the debate and dialogue that occurred in the wake of all of this? I mean, I'm sure you were privy to all of the questions it raised about Boston and Boston's, you know, just the issue, the graffiti issue, and what did you kind of come away with?
Well, I think that, you know, I've always made my work to raise issues and you know, debate's a very important part of, you know, what I encourage with my work. So, you know, on the one hand, it was great, but you know, I think that there was a little bit of a situation of the squeaky wheel getting the oil in Boston, because I think there were a few very, very outspoken anti-graffiti people who made a lot of racket, and you know, there was a lot of support for me from the art community. You know, but I do think the debate was interesting, but, you know, I never really realized, how irrational, some people were about these issues, which to me seem very insignificant in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, people on blog posting saying things like, you know, all taggers should have their hands cut off and things like that. And I, first of all, I don't consider myself a tagger, and I feel like, my methodology of integrating my work into public space has been, you know, with the consideration that, you know, we all have to live in our cities. But, you know, I was actually dismayed by some of the very, very angry, very violent responses to this. But anyway, you know, it was eye-opening, to say the least.
After the Aqua Teen Hunger Force debacle a couple years back, it just kind of raised that question of Boston's conservatism, I guess you could call it.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that there is an element of conservatism in Boston, but I think there's also, you know, a lot of people that are really hungry for contemporary art and you know, are progressive, creative people and you know, for their needs to be, you know, eclipsed by a very vocal minority would be unfortunate. And that's what I think that we all need to keep perspective on. You know, so I, you know, yeah, Boston has this reputation, you know, the phrase banned in Boston. I mean, it's got its history. But you know, the mayor's office also asked me to do an installation on the side of City Hall. So there really are some, you know, some people that want to embrace contemporary art. And even the mayor said, well, you know, I knew this guy was a bit edgy, but I liked what he did anyway.
What's going on with your suit against the Associated Press?
Well, the Associated Press thing is still in the process of discovery and subpoenas and all the, you know, the fun stuff, you know, another huge suck on, you know, energy and time. Yeah, that's, there's not going to be any news on that for a while, but, you know, the AP seems very, very determined. And, you know, my, a lot of people don't understand that I wasn't suing the AP, financially. I'm suing them for a declaratory judgment, which just declares that what I created with the Obama Hope posters, you know, fair use, that yes, I illustrated from a reference photograph, but that's transformative fair use. They're counter-suing me based on trying to get damages, and, you know, that sets a very dangerous precedent for the entire creative community. So, you know, I wouldn't have engaged in a lawsuit with them at all had they not threatened to sue me, and then written an article about how they were going to sue me. So I basically tried to get the ball rolling with the declaratory judgment, knowing what they were going to do, that they had made their intentions clear.
So overall, just to, you know, kind of reiterate your kind of reaction to the way things went today, all in sum, what would you say?
I'd say that I'm very happy about the way things turned out today. I'm relieved. I'm relieved that I'm not going to face jail time and that I'm out of being tangled up in the system. I don't know whether you've ever had to deal with the bureaucracy of the legal system, but it's actually incredibly draining and difficult. And though it's been an aggravating process, it's been a learning experience, and I'm glad to just move on. And I don't dwell, hold grudges. I love Boston. I'm so happy for the support of my show, but I just want to move on with making art and doing a lot of the positive things that are important to me. I do a lot of philanthropy, and I've got my family, and I'm working on a huge art show, and I'm just created an image for Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been under house arrest in Burma, and I'm trying to disseminate that image. There's a lot of good that I think I can do not behind bars. So, yeah, I think that wraps it up.